This morning when I woke up, my friend Keith whistled for me, telling me my friend Alex was getting arrested. I walked down there, and they arrested him for resisting arrest without violence. He was skateboarding through the park. They called him. He has bad hearing. He kept going. So they came up to him, asked him for his ID. Alex asked him for an ordinance, stating that he can't skateboard in the park. Like I said, they asked him for his ID. He refused to give his ID, and they arrested him for resisting arrest. And then Dakari got trespassed, and apparently he was moving too slow or something, and they arrested him directly after they gave him trespassing.
Several police officers gave instructions to city workers to confiscate any objects that weren't removed by members of the Occupy Tampa encampment. City workers put some bags and objects that weren't immediately claimed into a trailer, but most things were removed by protesters. Stephanie Cannon hauled much of the gear to nearby vehicles and was frustrated at the request from police.
While we were at a city council meeting trying to show that we're basically staying here until what we need to get done gets done, the cops came and raided and said everything that they had allowed us before now has to go. They allowed us a cooler, no more water. I used to respect these people.
And now?
And now I don't know what to think. There's criminals on the street and we're not criminals. There might be some kids here who are a little rude sometimes, but you know what? When we're pushed, we're pushed. I respected you guys and I don't know what to think anymore. I wish you would talk with us, but no. And now that I'm talking, they're leaving.
At this point, one of the city workers who was told to haul away the group's belongings told Cannon they would be back if the police asked them to. But Cannon became exasperated with how Occupy Tampa protesters were being treated, including being told to get rid of their cooler that contained water. Police on the scene wouldn't answer my questions, but Captain Brian Dugan did give some information to homeless rights advocate Reverend Bruce Wright.
So who are you?
I'm Reverend Bruce Wright, but I'm one
of
the occupiers.
Hi, Reverend. How are you?
Good to meet you.
All right, they need to clean up their mess and allow the camp out in the park.
Since when? The sidewalks are legal to camp on.
I'm not going to debate with you, okay?
It's not a debate. It's what the law says.
Okay.
The law says that it's not illegal to sleep on the sidewalks at night. They're not sleeping right now. They're awake.
Reverend,
so how are you saying they're sleeping?
They're not allowed to have all these items. It has nothing to do with I'm sleeping.
Based on what? Yeah.
They gave
this
us
is a public
memo
park.
Anything is illegal. No. We're not allowed to have any possession.
Yeah. See, you can't do that.
At the time of the arrests, many of the Occupy Tampa protesters weren't on the stretch of sidewalk along Curtis Hickson Park. Instead, they were at City Hall. During the Tampa City Council meeting, they wanted to ask the city for a permanent encampment, of a kind recommended by an editorial in today's St. Petersburg Times. Occupy Tampa's Nonviolent Direct Action Group is organizing a protest today at the Orient Road Jail to demand the release of one of the people detained, Dakari Renee Jones. Last night, occupations across the country held vigils and marches in solidarity with Occupy Oakland and their injured protester, Scott Olson. Here in Tampa, activists marched through downtown several times, including at 11 o'clock, chanting, "Occupy Oakland, Occupy Tampa," and "Banks got bailed out, we got sold out." Protester Samantha Bowden said they were upset at how police assaulted the Oakland encampment.
A two-tour Iraq veteran was put in critical condition for exercising the rights that he defends, and we think that's outrageous, so we're marching in solidarity as many times tonight as we feel motivated to.
What about the size of the march? What do you think about how many people joined in?
Well, we've had a various number of people join in. The first one we had 35. This is the fourth one we've done in about 45 minutes, so the numbers I'm not too worried about.